Glory to God forever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Jesus, wonderful Jesus, we ask that you reveal yourself to us. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we're so grateful to be yours. In all of our challenges, we know that you always are the answer. Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here and acknowledge that you are God. The chief end of man is to know God, the only true God, and man was born to fellowship with him. Amen. Amen. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. For all eternity, those who make it to heaven will be in awe of the only true God. And even for all eternity, think about this. Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and the Father will be beyond words. Even for all eternity. So we could collectively look at all of, you know, the last 2,000 years, mankind, in their efforts to know the only true God and to know Jesus Christ, and their efforts to proclaim this glorious revelation of him is just the beginning of mankind's attempt, you might say, to put him into human words. He's beyond words. Amen, amen. When someone meets him, they find the answer and they find what man was born to do. Glory to God forever. What are some of the secrets of knowing him? Well, really, it is simple. Jesus revealed that. He even said it's so simple we must become like a child and just believe. Only believe. It's so glorious that he said only believe. That's one of Jesus' glorious statements. And he's saying just believe. That's all we have to do. He's done everything. And it makes sense because if he's God Almighty, we cannot help him. We need his help and we need him. Amen, amen. It's simple. I've emphasized this before. Famous verse in Jeremiah 29, you shall seek me, you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. Jesus confirmed that with the greatest commandment, love the Lord your God with everything you have, and love others as you love yourself. You know, they're connected. I'm keeping these messages focused on some of these general truths, you might say, you know, that man was born to fellowship with him, and on the glory of the Lord. That's the answer. That's the whole answer. I could stop this message now. Our ministry could have one message on our website, in our books, our teachings, our podcasts. One message. Seek the only true God till you find him. Seek him with all your heart. And when you find him, you'll find everything that a human being was created for and wants, everything. And love others as you love yourself. If we don't treat others the right way, for example, forgive, you know, and then that blocks us from receiving and knowing him. That grieves the Holy Spirit, basically. He can be grieved. He can be, he's a person. So, oh, this is so glorious that that Jesus offers a celebration, an eternal celebration. He's the greatest celebration is of Him and His presence and glory. And in these couple of previous messages the last few days about the resurrection of the dead and the fact that man is eternal. An entire person is eternal. Their soul, their body, even their... But the tragedy is, if someone does not... And this is the bottom line. This is so important. If someone chooses self instead of God, they miss heaven. They miss eternal life. And they end up in hell. It's a very sobering reality that most people in the world do not want to hear. They disagree with it. They don't believe that hell exists like that. They disagree with everything about it. Well, that's only normal because most people don't get saved. They're going to disagree, with the gospel. But Jesus emphasized proclaiming the gospel to the right people. He said, don't give what's holy to the dogs. We just proclaim it. But the reality is, these people who choose self miss heaven. They end up in hell. Their spirit, they are eternal, but their spirit person did not partake of the only true God. If they hear the gospel, it's partaking of Jesus Christ. What a glorious offer. Reinhard Bonnke said it. He said, how can you say no to Jesus? The question is not why don't you receive Him? It's how can you say no? And in His deepest reality, Jesus is glorious beyond description. And the Holy Spirit is Jesus unlimited. Amen. Amen. So, it is fascinating that when we can pick out topics about our most holy faith, and they all, when we meet the Holy Spirit, every topic, everything about our most holy faith becomes so glorious and all points to the same, central revelations, you might say. And so this topic, the resurrection of the dead and the fact that man is eternal, that is, it's points directly to the wonderful gospel, what God has offered to mankind, but the seriousness of it, that those who don't receive it end up in hell. That's something people don't want to hear, do they? I want to at least say this. Jesus spoke about the few three times, at least. He said, number one, He said, few enter by the narrow gate which leads to life. Okay, number two, He said, the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. And then the third time, He said, many are called, few are chosen. And that same truth with God, all truth is parallel. There's also, we can definitely say that there's few really proclaiming what heaven and hell are really like. Even among those who do answer the call and who are in ministry and who are preaching and evangelists, very few proclaim what hell is really like. You say, well, how do you know that? Well, first, it's that few are even proclaiming the gospel at all. The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. So few are proclaiming the gospel, okay? We can, if we do a study, if we studied the top, let's say, 100 or 200 or 500, let's say, evangelists in the world, I don't know what percentage would be proclaiming the reality of hell. Hopefully, I'm hoping that all of them are. But I've mentioned this in a recent message. I'm not like studying this topic, but on YouTube, the most popular platform in the world, one of them at least, I came across two preachers, ministers, who are doing great things. They are proclaiming the gospel. Amen. Let's pray for them. You know, I'm not even going to say their name. God knows their name. I pray for them right now. Give them the anointing. Send them out even more, Lord. Bless them even more. Give them finances. Give them these two people that I'm thinking of, that I've watched their videos, okay? And again, I'm not judging. I'm just presenting something that's important for us to understand, that few, okay, the truth of the few, they, suffice it to say, they are not proclaiming what Jesus said about hell. One of them, his summary of hell is that it's narcissistic self-absorption forever. And the other one says that it's the blackest of darkness forever, which is in Jude. I believe it's Jude 13. So yes, that's scriptural. But they're not, you know, here's two ministers with, both of them have more than 200,000 followers on YouTube. And they're just not, you know, I just wish that, I'm praying that people like them will just proclaim and just say what Jesus said. Now, here's another one that I saw recently. Bill Weiss is a man of God. He had an experience in hell. Wrote the book called 23 Minutes in Hell. He's proclaiming about hell. Absolutely. And Lord, let me add him to that list of three. We pray for him and his ministry. Continue to give him the anointing. Why do I say this? As motivation to us, let's be in that few, you know, who do answer the, who enter by the narrow gate, who answer the call to be laborers in the harvest. And may we be counted worthy. Many are called, few are chosen. May we be counted worthy to be chosen. Lord, we pray right now. I pray for those listening, if those who are willing to answer the call, give them your anointing, Lord, and that relationship with you that allows them to be chosen and to be an overcomer. Amen. We want to be overcomers. Jesus actually told Mary Baxter in the book Divine Revelation of Hell, he said, pray that you may be an overcomer. This is serious. We know it's serious. And we know that, you know, we all have challenges. Living on the earth is difficult. God knows that we're made of dust. But in the midst of all this, the absolute answer is Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit and His glory and majesty. That's how we become an overcomer. That's how we get chosen. Now, but there's a divine mystery, because it's our, you know, quality decision and our choice and our, it is up to us. Now, that's a very holy thing, and I don't want to sound harsh about it. But that's the divine mystery. That's one of the mysteries. I'll finish with this. That's one of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. That it's man and God working together. That's everything in our most holy faith is that divine mystery, that it's not just man and it's not just God, it's man and God Almighty, man and Jesus Christ working together. Amen. We could give salvation as an example. What is salvation? Is it man choosing Jesus Christ? Or is it God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, saving someone? It's both. You say, how can it be both? That's the divine mystery. How can Jesus Christ be both the Son of God and God Almighty? That's the glorious mystery of our most holy faith, that God loves the world so much, and Jesus is the brightness of His glory, the express image of His person, and Jesus loves the world. Amen, amen.